indefinitely about where it is that a person gets stuck. How about this? Stuck with my thoughts that won't leave me alone, that torment me over and over and over again over what I fail to do or what I fear I might not be able to overcome. So the idea of being stuck is an important one, and it's what we're going to talk about tonight, because the issue before us is a gradual recognition that there is a way that we are given, if we understand what our lives are about, to never be stuck again. So I'm going to read a key lesson to you that I've crafted for this talk tonight. And then after that, I'm going to tell you a story. And we're going to start looking at whether or not, and I put it that way to you, whether or not it is possible for an individual in this life, regardless of the circumstances, the conditions that that person is in, whether or not it is possible for that human being to get unstuck, to be, if you will, unstoppable in their life. That's what we're going to find out, whether or not it's possible. And I say to you whether or not it's possible, not because I know whether or not it's possible, but because you have to find out for yourself. It makes no difference what the speaker understands. I tell you that there's nothing in the universe that can stop a human being who understands what his life, what her life is about. Nothing. So, first story. Here we go. Take another deep breath. Another two friends, and one of them is a traveling salesman who has to go out on the road, every 2 or 3 weeks, and he's gone sometimes for 3 months on his job. And one of these times, he comes back from one of these lengthy trips, and he drives back into his little city where he lives, and he's driving. And there's a sign over a store, and the sign says, "Custom Cabinets by Kurt." And he's thinking to himself, "Now, wait a minute, that's Kurt's place. Custom Cabinets by Kurt. What in the heck's going on here?" And he stops the car and he walks and he says, "Kurt, since when did you become a maker of custom cabinets?" And Kurt looks at him and he says, "Well, you know, I did try for a while making custom chairs. As you know, when you left, I was making custom chairs, but it just didn't work out so well." And his friend says, "Well, why not, Kurt? Didn't have any business?" And Kurt says, "Well, I guess you could say that." And the friend says, "Well, what do you mean? Yeah, you guess you could say that. Well, I discovered I don't have any woodworking skills." And his friend slaps himself on the forehead. He says, "But Kurt, to build custom cabinets takes woodworking skills." Kurt looks at him like he's stupid. He says, "Yeah, I know, but I'm hoping that this time things will be different." That's our life.